A story on the Business Insider part of News 24 earlier today. The media industry loses billions of dollars to illegitimate password sharing, and it's looking to crack down on the practice. I don't know how rife the practice is in South Africa, but I'm sure it exists, that somebody pays for Netflix or another streaming service and friends and family say, "What's your password?" and use that password to log on to George. George, I see a look of guilt on your face. No, George. And they've set up in America an industry alliance dedicated to battling online piracy. It's called the Alliance for Creativity and Entertainment, and it's got amongst its members the big players: Amazon, Netflix, HBO, Disney. Toby Shapshak of Stuff Magazine is on the line to us. Toby, do you think it's done a lot in South Africa? Probably.
I think it's probably done a lot everywhere, John. I mean, it's been a well-known phenomenon for a long time, and clearly a lot of people look the other way. Let's just talk about Netflix, because they're the gorilla in the room, and they've been around for the longest. And they've seemed to not really mind if people log in from multiple locations. They didn't seem to mind if South Africans logged in using a VPN from South Africa to use the US store, until they launched in South Africa. And then they became a lot stricter about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I mean, that was certainly my anecdotal experience from my colleagues.
Yeah, and I think what's happening, John, is that all of a sudden, instead of there being Netflix and Showmax, because they've really been the major two players for the last few years, especially in South Africa, or in Africa and South Africa, Showmax, all of a sudden, everybody's got their own streaming channel. There's HBO, there's Disney Plus, and all of a sudden, people are looking around to say, "Hang on a second, there's money being left on the table, and how do we scoop that up into our revenue?" Of course, when you're growing fast and the headlines are good, and your quarterly revenue is good, and your quarterly results are good, no one really minds. But instead of there being, you know, three customers, there could be one customer. Instead of there being three customers, three different people are using one login. So we don't actually have any figures. The only people who would have such figures are the operators themselves, the streaming operators. But I think it's just a realigning, really, of the streaming business. And we've seen what's going to be quite a fragmenting of the business. I forget which is the American channel that owns Friends, but it turns out Friends is probably the most popular thing on Netflix. So the content holders, the rights holders of Friends looked up, I think it's NBC. I can never quite keep track of the different acronyms of the different American broadcasters. And they looked up and said, "Hang on a second, why are we selling this to Netflix? Why don't we include it in our bundle?" And then people will choose our bundle over Netflix's bundle. And it comes down to that. It's no longer Netflix or DSTV. It's Netflix plus DSTV plus Disney plus you know, whoever else, Disney Plus, there, you know. So it's a whole bunch of streaming operating services that are fighting, I suppose, essentially for the same piece of the pie. And they're charging anywhere between $5 and $10 each. So
this is really weird. I'm looking at you on television as I'm listening to you on radio. How bizarre is that? I mean, some of the things that they're looking at is frequent password resets, two-factor authentication, geographically fencing where an account can be used, even fingerprint recognition. But they acknowledge that there comes a point at which I, as the user, go, "You know what? This is just too much trouble, constantly having to check my phone to re-authenticate the fact that it's actually me streaming whatever it is that I'm going." So it's not going to be an easy thing for them to implement.
No, I don't think so. It's a lot more complex and complicated than people think. People are terribly resistant to changing their password. That's why everyone uses the same password all the time. It's one of my worst things. And they use simple passwords like John123, or, you know, and sometimes they get really creative and they go John456. So getting people past the first logistical hurdle, which is making sure that the security is good, is a problematic thing. Showmax have got a very clever system, as do DSTV. If you want to link, for instance, your smart TV, which I did recently, to your Showmax account, it gives you a short code. You go to showmax.com/TV, you put in the code, and instead of having to type a long, difficult password onto your TV, you just type in that little code onto a computer and the browser, you know, whatever you use, the showmax.com/TV, and that registers the TV for you. So that's a much simpler way of doing it, and that really is the issue. If they're going to do resets or do all of this stuff, they need to make it simple for the consumer, and they need to make it simple and easy to do, because the harder you make it for people, the less interested people are. I mean, people will only go so far to watch old episodes of Friends.
A listener WhatsApping, there's a limit with logins and devices on all platforms, so what's the issue?
Yes.
It's part of the offering, as far as I am concerned. I mean, DSTV Now says that I think it's 4 devices can share the login, but I think a lot of passwords go beyond the number permitted by the platform.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I forget the numbers myself, but I think Netflix, you can have 2 or 3 profiles depending on how many. So they're different scales. There's $5, there's $8, there's $10. They might have changed since the last time I looked. I think I pay 200 Rand a month for Netflix in 4K, and then you get two or four profiles so that you can have 2 or 4 members in the family. I think it's 4 members in the family, and then you have multiple screens. It gets a little complicated, but in essence, what these businesses are doing is trying to protect themselves from people essentially stealing their content. You obviously want each individual customer to pay for you. I don't see how we'll ever know what the erosion is. We're never going to know how many people decided, well, I'm not prepared to pay full price for Netflix or Amazon Prime, which we don't get in South Africa, and therefore they leave. So we'll probably never know what the financial consequences for the streaming services will be. But it is in this broader picture of everybody launching their own streaming services, and it turns out the SABC wants to do that as well. They want to start a streaming service. So, you know, instead of paying, you know, for 1 or 2 streaming services, people will be required, if they want to watch all the shows that they used to, they'll have to pay for 4 or 5. I don't want to sound like a DSTV apologist, John, but I think it's a fantastic service. I'm very happy with the quality of what I get from DSTV. And South Africans, it's a company South Africans love to hate, much like Discovery. It's a fantastic service, and you get really good content. And, you know, everyone raves about Netflix and how Netflix is spending $8 billion this year in content, original content. DSTV has been doing that for 30 years. Mnet has been producing, and actually, the amount of local content, original content.
Yeah, take a look at Dion Mayer's Trackers, just for an example. Toby Shapshak, thank you very, very much indeed.